So we get to the believing part, and then we speak the word, and then it has no choice to manifest. Well, what makes it manifest? It doesn't just fall out of the sky. We know that. Whatever you need is already here. The word tells us whatever you need is already here. You just got to get your hands on it. And the way that you have make things manifest in your life is by obeying his voice. You have to hear what he says and then do what he says. So, and that was one thing one huge thing that I learned from Keith Moore is how to harvest. And if I had to sum up all that I learned from his series was, in order to harvest, you have to obey. Harvesting requires an obedience to God's voice. All right, so let's know some ways that we know what God said. What's the most obvious way? The Bible, the Word of God, that's God's voice. To even get to the part of harvesting, to even get to the part of sowing the seed, to even get to any part, you have to obey the Word. But some things the Word says, the Word tells us to love. Without love, faith don't work. Well, some other things, the Word tells us to speak into the mountain. The Word tells us, fear not. God is always with us. The Word tells us that, it's so many things that the Word tells us, and all this stuff ties together so that that's one thing, that's the first step we have to make is be obedient to God's voice, and that's being obedient to the Bible. Another way you hear God's voice is listening to preaching, teaching. Every time a minister gets up and he has heard from the Lord, that is just God's using that minister to portray his word or deliver his word, deliver his message. So reading the word, meditating on the word, that's hearing God's voice, listening to a sermon, listening to a preacher, listening to a teacher, listening to somebody break the word down and instructions. That's hearing God's voice. And even to the point of when you know that it registers with you and somebody prophesying to you or somebody prophesies to a congregation and you take that in to heart, that's listening to God's voice. And then, of course, one I want to aim at the most tonight is hearing God within your own heart, hearing him tell you. We heard Minister Heights talk about last week about not putting on a pair of socks without consulting God about it. And it has nothing to do with being so particular about what he wants you to wear. It's just about practicing hearing God's voice. That's just practice. If you can hear God tell you wear white socks instead of black socks, then you should easily be able to hear God tell you go witness to that person standing on the corner. But there's plenty of times that we hear God's voice, but we either ignore it or we chicken out and don't do it, or we just don't do it for whatever reason. So the biggest thing, and that's the one thing about the harvesting I was talking about, hear God's voice and do what he says. So when God tells you, drive to Walmart and just sit in the parking lot for no reason, do you listen to him or don't you? Because there, your harvest is sitting there in Walmart parking lot and you don't know anything about it. You don't know how, why, but it's there. And if you don't go to Walmart, then you omit that chance to reap that harvest. Not saying that the harvest disappears, but now the next chance, you don't know if it's tomorrow or 2 years from now. I got a cousin that a few years ago, he was so hot and heavy about it. I'm gonna start farming cows. And he did, and he started seeking places to raise cows and people to give him information on how to do it and how to get started, so on and so forth. And I remember him telling me the story. He said, man, I left home and I was driving to the store or something. I can't remember, he was headed to town or something. And there's an old man that lives between him and town. And he said he heard in his heart just as good, stop by that man's house and talk to him about his land out there. about his pastors. And he said, yeah. He said, well, he had been doing it a lot with a lot of different people. So this particular time, he was like, well, yeah, I guess I will, but I'll do it on my way back. And he did. He went to town, and he's on his way back home. He stopped by the man's house, and the man said, man, I just a few minutes ago got off the phone with so-and-so. I just told him he could get the land. He had obeyed. He would have been the one with it. He said, you had to stop 10 minutes ago or whatever it was, whatever time it was. You had to stop before, a while ago. It sure would have been yours. I've been glad for you to have it. So you have to be willing to obey. One example is this is what I was reading, which I think the Lord led me to talk about this was in Luke 5. Let's just read. I'm just going to read some of that, and we'll get to my point here. Luke 5, the first verse, we'll start there and read on down. All right, Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of, somebody help me with that, Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So Jesus was out here, and he basically just used the ship for a pulpit, for a platform, a way to be able to minister to everybody, and also to get out of the crowd because they were pressing on him. And verse 4, and now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon. So now he has something to tell Simon. He has specific instructions telling Simon. Now that he's done finished preaching, Simon has, and I heard, I can't remember if it was Jake's or Keith Moore, but he wanted us to stop right there and realize what had happened. Simon and his crew done worked all night. They were fishing at night, and they done toiled, and the Bible tells us they toiled all night, and they didn't catch a thing. And they worked hard. I mean, they pulling in heavy nets and operating the boat and so on and so forth. And morning had come, and they were ready to go home, eat and rest, and get ready for the next night, go back to work the next night. And but just as they were doing that, Jesus shows up and wants to preach to the people, or for whatever reason, he's preaching to the people. And so he put in a request to Simon, let me use your boat to preach to these people. And of course, Simon, he obliged him. Therefore, Jesus got on the boat. He used it